In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's saint is named Saint Scholastica, and she was the twin sister of Saint Benedict. The parents of Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica were one of those couples who loved God and each other very much, but they couldn't have children. So the parents of these two saints spend much and much time in prayers, in prayer that if it should be God's will, He would bless them to have a child of their own. And so pleased God was for this devotion and act of love that He granted them not only one, but two children who became saints, that is, Saint Benedict and today's saint, Saint Scholastica. Eventually, Saint Benedict became a monk, and Saint Scholastica became a nun. And because of the strict rules of living in the monastery, Saint Scholastica could visit her beloved brother only once a year. Because of rules of monastery, she was not even then allowed to enter the monastery itself. So Saint Benedict had to go outside to meet her once a year. But when they did meet, they didn't just exchange hearings or ask how's the life been during the past year. No, their main purpose when getting together was that this brother and this sister could together sing praises to God. Children, during Lent, we priests and some of the boys of our school stay after the Mass to chant what is called Vespers together, that is the official evening prayer of the Church. And that is exactly what Saint Scholastica and Saint Benedict did when they saw each other once a year. They sang psalms and praises to Almighty God. When the time passed, Saint Scholastica started to feel that she was going to die soon. And when it was time of her annual meeting with her brother, they again spent their day as usual, singing praises to God and talking about God's goodness in their lives. And when the day started to pass to night, Scholastica wanted so much that her beloved brother would prolong his stay, because she had a hunch that this was probably the last time they would be together on this earth. Saint Benedict didn't want, however, to break the rules of his monastery, so he refused and was getting started to leave his sister and get back home. But Scholastica so much wanted her brother to stay that she made a humble prayer to God and with tears begged Almighty God that she could keep her brother with her this one last time. And hardly had her prayer ended when the big and giant storm aroused, thunder and lightning and everything, so neither Saint Benedict or any other could set his foot outside. So Saint Benedict was this way forced to stay overtime with his sister. And when he found out that it was she who had caused this storm to arise, she just answered, "I asked you a favor and you refused it me. I asked of Almighty God and He has granted it to me." So brother and sister spend this final night together talking about love of God and other pious subject. And when he finally was able to go in the morning, he soon find out that his sister, Saint Scholastica, had died only 3 days afterwards. And after her death, Saint Benedict saw the soul of his sister ascending to heaven in the shape of a beautiful dove. Dear children, this miraculous storm raised by the humble prayer of Saint Scholastica should show us the excess and abundance of the goodness of God when He is ready to hear the petitions of His own little children. No child could have ever addressed himself with such great confidence, such great love to his parents, as Saint Scholastica did to her Heavenly Father. The love which God has for us shows His readiness to come to our aid, to comfort us when we are sad, to help us when we are in need. And that love so much surpasses all the love which can be found among creatures. God hears even the most secret desires of His children, and when this, and if you ever seem to see or come to across that God does not answer to your prayer, know that even that is the mark of His omnipotent caring. This is that God may grant to His children the desire and will to do God's will and not our own. After all, Father, even your Almighty Father, always knows best, and He looks after to your best interests and always answers to your prayers, even though they might not always be what you expect them to be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.